Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our Essentials news offering, Jaguar Land Rover is in talks with two export credit agencies as it considers potential funding options for its fiscal year 2020. The UK automaker is also eyeing up new bond issues and finance leases after it posted a loss of £3.4 billion in Q4 2018. On a third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the World Bank has approved a $200 million loan to increase access to sustainable financing for green urban investments, with a focus on water, wastewater, and solid waste management. Sempra Energy and Saudi Aramco have announced their respective subsidiaries, Sempra LNG and Aramco Services Company, have signed a heads of agreement for the Port Arthur LNG project in Texas. The ADB has signed an agreement to provide $750 million equivalent in Indian rupees in long-term financing, the largest single non-sovereign loan ever committed by ADB. Saudi Watership Partnership Company is inviting expressions of interest for Phase 3 of the Jubail desalination project in the eastern province of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And Cintra Global is expected to be announced by Transport for London as the preferred bidder on the £1 billion Silvertown Tunnel under the River Thames in London. Over in the commodity finance space, Glencore is to supply cobalt feedstock to restart First Cobalt Corp's refinery in Ontario. BHP Group, the world's biggest miner, sees the outlook for thermal coal as challenged and won't add production as it prioritises growth in commodities tied to the shift to renewable energy and electric transport. Brazil's state-run oil company Petrobras said its board of directors approved a transfer of rights contract that will see it reimbursed to the tune of $9 billion. Deal remains subject to government agreement. And Angolan state oil company Sonangol has awarded its refined products by tender for the next 12 months to Total and Trafigura. And last but not least, in the trade finance sphere, the EBRD has pledged fresh funds to support SMEs in Kyrgyzstan. Liberty Special Markets has appointed Paul Kunzer to launch a new trade credit multi-buyer product line. The global legal entity identifier foundation has pioneered the inclusion of a legal entity identifier within digital, machine-readable financial documentation. US-based CUL Ledger has expanded its partnership with enterprise software firm R3 to further support domestic and cross-border payments for credit unions worldwide on the Corda blockchain platform. And Standard Chartered has officially launched the Trade AI Engine, a joint solution developed in partnership with IBM involving trade document processing. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.